सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुदेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणालयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः तपोवीचीनपापानां शान्तानां वीतराजिनां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधोऽवधीयते.
So how many of you have done the homework? One, two, started, three, done, four, five, six.
Lakshmi
did, good. So we will take up that after we complete the Tattvabodh. We will be completing verse 50, Atmabodh. We will be completing verse number 56. Only 12 verses will be remaining. So after completing these 12 verses, we will take up the whole 68 verses and try to find out what is the example and what is the principle enunciated in that, what they want to say. Because all Vedantic concepts are here in 68 verses.
And that is the homework.
You have to see. So you continue to do your homework. Yes. You add.
Yes.
Yeah, some verses don't have.
So you leave those verses, where most of the verses they have their examples. And what is the concept, Vedantic concept?
You just write a small note in front of that. This verse is this.
This is the example, and this example gives this.
And how is this going to help you later when you find you don't have to open the book? You see your chart. That means the whole Atmabodh, you can revise it in one seat. This is the verse, this is the concept, this is the example. So in the last session, we have completed verse number 54. Yallabhatna parolabha, yasukanna param sukham, yat jnanatna param jnanam, tad brahma iti avadharayet. Tad brahma iti avadharayet. Know that to be Brahman, realize that to be Brahman. Who is that Brahman? Yat labhat na aparo labha. There is no greater gain. Labh means gain. In the worldly things, we always think of gain. Kya milega? If I do this thing, first thing I want to know, what will I get? Result, gain. What will I gain? So here it is said, yat labhat na aparo labha. There is no greater gain than getting the knowledge or knowing this Brahman. Nothing is greater. Why? What is the reason? What is the hetu? What is the cause of this? So it is said, sarva labha namo atra eva antarbhutatvat. All labh, all gains are included in it. Like if I say $100 bill is the labh, the gain of Brahman. So in that $1 labh gain is also included in 100, na? So it is said, if you gain that Brahman, then all that gains are included in that. It is all inclusive, antar bhutatvad. Then it is said, yat sukhatna aparam sukham. There is no higher sukh than this sukh. We all experience sukh. But our experience of sukh is always temporary, limited. Why our experience of sukh is limited? Because the sukh depends on action. Action is limited in time. So if the action is limited in time, the result will be also limited. So it cannot give you infinite sukh. So worldly sukhs will be always limited, always. And that is our experience. Whenever we are happy for some time, after that become sad. Then again happiness comes, gone. But this happiness, the happiness of the Brahman, is permanent. So the sukh of OET, sukh of the world, is always limited. Why it is limited? Because the OET is limited, world is limited. Anything which is finite can give you only finite result. It can never give you infinite result. $100 bill cannot give you $1 million. So, cannot give you infinite. And how is the sukha of Brahman? It is infinite. In Taittiriya Upanishad it says, one followed by how many zeros? 20 zeros. It shows infinite. And what is the one unit of sukh there? What is the one unit of sukh there in Taittiriya Upanishad? You are young, you have studied scripture, you own whole earth. The amount of sukh which you get is one unit. And the sukh of that one followed by 20 zeros. That is the amount. There is an infinite amount of sukh is there. So it is said, niratisaya sukhatvat. Niratisaya. Infinite sukh is there. Brahmananda includes visayananda. Brahmananda includes chudra ananda. Chudra means little ananda is included in that. All visayananda is in Brahmananda. After getting Brahmananda, you will not go and say, I want cinema ananda. No, not required. It is all inclusive. And Chandogya Upanishad says, yo vai bhuma tat sukham, na alpe sukham asti. Alpe, which is limited, na sukham asti. Na sukham asti. This is our experience. Alpe sukham na asti. Where is the sukh? Just reverse, opposite of that. One which is bhuma. Bhuma means infinite. If in the finite there is no sukh, where is the sukh? It has to be in infinite. Therefore, the sukh is there. Yat jnanatna param jnanam. Yat jnanatna param jnanam. After knowing this Brahman, nothing else is to be known. There is nothing higher than this. Why? What is the cause? No other knowledge will give you moksha, liberation. But this Brahma Jnana will give you moksha. Therefore, this Jnana, this knowledge, this experience, understanding of the Brahman is the highest knowledge. Understanding is the highest knowledge. One thing more is there, in the worldly sukha or in the knowledge, we always see it is never fulfilling. Never fulfilling. We are never fully contented. We make a benchmark. When we came to America, we didn't have money in the pocket, even not even $100. Then after that, we put a benchmark. $100,000 multiplied by 65, it comes to 65 lakh in Indian rupee. We calculate that way. Oh, if we have got 200,000. After that, even Trump Baba sends me back, I have got 1 crore 30 lakhs in pocket and go there and deposit there, earn interest, and we can live luxuriously. We fix the limits. And when we reach it, we again change it. We never get fulfilled. Now that is content. Bas, aur nahi chahiye. We never say that. But when you get this Atmagyan, after that it's a total fulfillment, there is no more desire to gain more. Why so? Because Brahma Sarvam Atisayatvat, it exceeds all, Now we see the verse number 55.
Yadrishtvanaparam drishyam.
Yad bhutvanapunarbhavah. Yad gyatvanaparam geyam.
Tad brahmetyavadharayet.
Yad drishtvanaparam drishyam. Yad bhutvanapunarbhavah. Yad gyatvanaparam geyam. Tad brahmetyavadharayet.
So the last part, tad brahmetyavadharayet, it's coming on from previous verses, and we'll continue for a couple of more verses. It is like in Bhaj Govindam, we have got the chorus. Same way, it is here also, tad brahmiti avadharet. Know that to be Brahman. We realize that to be Brahman. Why should I realize? Yad drishtvana param drishyam. After seeing that, you do not have any desire to see anything else. Yad drishtvana param drishyam. Aur kuch nahi dekhna hai, katam. It is said in Upanishad, Atmavare drashtabhyah. One should inquire. One should see this Atman. Seeing Atman means not that like you will see the Atman like this object. Show me Atman. No. Here showing means knowing. Knowing Atman. Yad drishtva na param drishyam. One who sees that way is actually seeing. Ya pasyati sa pasyati. Always drishya is seen. But here atma, you cannot see an object. Atma is subject. All objects are gross. Subtle things cannot be seen by gross things. So this Atman can never be seen by our gross eyes. But with the eyes of wisdom, you can see it. You can see Atman. You can realize it. You can experience it. So seeing means without any doubt. Without any doubt. There's no question of a doubt there. Atma hai ki nahi? Pata nahi. People think, Bhagwan hai ki nahi? Pata nahi, I don't know. Can you show me Bhagwan? Many ignorant people, when they are traveling with Swami, they always ask one question. Can you show me Bhagwan? You are Swami, you must be seen, you must have experience. Can you show me? If they say no, then you are not realizing. You have not seen Bhagwan. If you can show, then you are alive. So the knowledge should be doubt-free. Your experience should be complete. Then why it is said, Yad drishtvana param drishyam? So it is said, Padma Padacharya said, Yad brahma drishtva puna anna drishyam nasti tatraiva pursartasya siddhatvat. Because by that you get the purusartha. And we have got four things in purusartha. Dharma. Most of the people don't like and know also this, that there are four purusartha. They only know two things. How to earn money and how to enjoy. Earth and calm. What is dharma? Righteous living. What is earth? Righteous earning. What is karma? In righteous way, I fulfill my desire. 99.9% they stop here. But the last purusartha is the moksha. How you will get the moksha? Yad drishtva, when you see, when you experience, then you get moksha. Therefore it is said, yad drishtva na aparam drishya, there is no something higher than this. All four purushas are covered. The fourth purushar will happen only when you see that tattva, when you experience that Brahman, then only it will happen. Therefore, Padmapadacharya says, purusarthasya siddhatvat. Second, it is said, yat bhutva na punarbhava. Yat bhutva na punarbhava. After becoming that, there is no unbecoming. After you becoming Brahman, then after that you want to become again ignorant, not possible. After become jnani, you can never become a jnani. And I always give you simple example. After learning 2 plus 2, 4, can you forget that whole life? You cannot. So after knowing that Brahman, can you become jiva again, ignorant? No, you can never become. But in sansara, we always want to become, always. One after another, we want to become. When we were in the school, we wanted to be okay, matriculation or the higher secondary. We were very happy. Then again stood in the queue of the college to get the form, admission form. Got the admission in the college, became graduate. Here you call it undergraduate. Then master degree holder. One after another, I want to become this professional. You became the professional. No, I want a service. You got the service. You are earning. Now I want to be husband. Or I want to be wife. Becoming. All becoming. After you become husband or wife, you want to become father or mother. Becoming. After you become father and mother, you want to become grandfather, grandmother. Becoming. So this is called bhava rog. And how is this roga, this disease? Incurable. One lady said to her friend, I made my husband millionaire. She said, yeah, you made your husband millionaire? No, before marriage he was billionaire. I made him millionaire now. Becoming. So there are four words normally used in this case of bhava. Bhava is a disease. To become. We still are under that bhava. If you are working in the office, you want to become superior to that bhava. When you reach that post, you want to become further up that bhava. So bhava rog, bhava tavi, bhava sagar and bhava koop. These four words you will come across while studying the scriptures. Bhava rog is an incurable rog. Bhava rog. Bhavatavi, you are lost as if in the forest. You do not know how to come out. In the thick forest, you are lost. Lost the way. You do not know how to come out of the forest. Bhavatavi. Bhavasagar. Why it is called bhava sagar? Because we are not able to see the other end of the sagar. You cannot swim and go across the sagar. Bhava sagar. Bhava koop. Bhava koop means a well. If somebody falls into the well, it is very difficult to come out of its own. What is the medicine for the bhava rog? What is this bhava rog? We always are crying, always crying. Always crying. Arjun was also crying in the battlefield, knowing fully well that he has come there in the Kurukshetra to fight with the Kaurav. He knew, but he started crying. And he asked, Lord, what is my duty here? Such an idiot. Our Nachiketa class children will say, get up and fight. Is it not so? This is battlefield. You have got a bow and arrow, you have come here to fight. Arjun is asking, what is my duty? Lord realized, bhava roga. He asked his duty, what is my duty? Lord didn't say, get up and fight. He immediately gave him the Atmagyan. Why Atmagyan? Because the only way to get away from this Bhavarog is the Atmagyan. Only way. There is no other medicine for Bhavaroga. Only medicine is Atmagyan. Unless you get the Atmagyan, you will continue to cry. Rote rahoge. So Bhagavan saw Arjun crying. And his best friend, he didn't like that. He said, okay, now I have to give him the Atmagyan. So they were together for nearly 70 years. 70. But Lord never gave him the Atmagyan. When he started crying, when you are suffering, then the saint tells you, okay, aap satsang mein aaiye. Before that, they will not say, oh, you are enjoying. How are you? Very good, enjoying. Go. Hello. When you start crying, then they will tell you, do this thing. So, bhava roga, bhava tavi. What is the bhava tavi? You are lost. Atmagyan will show you the path how to come out of this samsara. Bhavatavi. Bhava Sagar. What is this Bhava Sagar? For crossing this Sansar Sagar, you need a ship, and that ship is the knowledge of self. Guru is the ship. He will say, climb on this boat. Our Guruji always tells him, Meri gaadi chal rahi hai. This transport or this vehicle will take you to the goal. It is your prerogative. You want to come in, sit down. I am driving. I will take you to the destination, the goal, to the Param, to the Supreme, to the Brahman. If you want to get down, I will not ask you, why are you getting down? Come. No. So Guru is the same. Knowledge will take you across that Sagar. We can cross this Sansar Sagar by knowledge only. Bhava Koopa. Koopa, if anything is fallen in the well, then it is the rope is needed to take it out. If you have seen, sometimes the bucket is lost inside. So they throw one rope with lot of hooks in that and try to take out that bucket. Similarly, if somebody is fallen, that you have to send a rope. Okay, now you hold on this rope and we are trying to pull. So what is this rope? This Gyan is rope. Yad bhutva na punar bhava. Punar bhava means, janma also. If you come to know this Brahman, na punar bhava, no punar janma. No more rebirth. No more rebirth means what? Dekho, birth ke time mein everybody cries. All family members, they laugh and enjoy. You know, they distribute sweet. But the child always cries. First suffering. Your suffering starts from that time. Huh? Then after that, whenever you are 2 year, 3 year, you are pulled, come to the Bal Vihar, go to the school, A, B, C, D. Then again, Bhavarog starts. But unless you get the moksha in this life, in the human birth, our scripture says you are committing atmahatya, suicide. You are allowing this golden opportunity to go. You can attain this goal in this human birth only. Yat gyatvana param geyam, after knowing nothing else to be known. Yat vada na param, there is no something superior to that. Geyam. So that object is the greatest. The Brahman is greatest. In one of the Upanishads it is said, Kasmannu Bhagavo Vigyate Sarvamidam Vigyatam Bhavati Iti. Knowing one, I come to know everything. I said, don't take it literally, knowing to the Brahman that I will become the greatest, you can say, I will come to know physics, chemistry, math and everything. Not like that. In all other field, it is said, Anyat Sarvam Vritha Panditya Eva. It is only Panditya. You become scholar. In medicine, sometimes it takes up to 35 years of age you are studying. Why? You have become super specialist of this. What is that Panditya? And that also always changes. Treatment changes, medicine changes, continuously it is changing. But the Brahman is one and the same. There is no change in Brahman. All worldly things, they all change. So you have to revise your knowledge continuously. Many people, not in India, many people in America, to keep their service, they go to the evening university courses. Not so. To keep their knowledge update. It's not like that once a doctor, always a doctor, or once an engineer, always an engineer. No. You have to keep yourself update. So how do you keep? College. So in verse number 54 and 55, Lord had said six things: Lab, Sukh, Gyan, Drishya, Bhava, Gye. In all these six, Brahman is the greatest. But the topmost is the Brahman. Now one more verse indicating some pointers. Verse number 56.
Tirya Gurdhamada Purnam.
Tirya Gurdhamada Purnam.
Satchidanandam Advayam.
Satchidanandam
Advayam. Anantam Nityamekam Yata.
Anantam Nityamekam Yata.
Tad Brahmetyavadharayet. Tad Brahmetyavadharayet. Tirya Gurdhamada Purnam. Satchidanandam Advayam. Anantam Nityamekam Yata. Tad Brahmetyavadharayet.
Now one more indicator showing that it is that tattva is all pervading. It is everywhere. It said tiryak. Tiryak means all sides. Urdham up. Adha down. So that tattva is all pervading, all sides, all directions. Up also, down also. And how is that? Satchidananda. What is nature? It is Sat. It is existing. It is Chit. It is Gyan Swarup. And it is Ananda. It is bliss. And how is that? Advayam is non-dual. There are not two Brahman. There is only one Brahman. Why there is only one Brahman? If they become two, that means they become finite. Infinite can be one only. Therefore, Advayam. And how is that? Anantam, infinite. Nityam, it is eternal. Ekam, one only. Yat tat brahm avadharayet. It is that. So, Shankaracharya is using three words. Advayam, ekam, anantam. Tiryak means all side. Urdham means up. Adha means down. So all sides it is there. Who is that? He is the Satchidananda. And he is Advayam, Anantam, and Nityam Ekam. So three things we have to understand: Advayam, Ekam, and Anantam. What is Advayam? Advayam means Triputi Rahitam. Advayam means Triputi Rahitam. What is Triputi? Knower, known, and knowing is called. In each experience, three things are there. Knower, known, I am seeing this. Knower, known, and knowing. The process of seeing is called known. So three, in each experience, these three factors are there. But how is that Brahman? The Brahman is Advayam, Triputi Rahitam. in that there is no knower, known, and knowing. Why it is not there? Why it is not there? Because Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Where did we learn that? We learnt in Ishavasya Upanishad. So for any experience you need body, you need subtle body, you need causal body. So Brahman has got none of these. Why Brahman has got none of these? Because these three constitute a maya. When we are talking about Brahman, we are talking about Nirgun Brahma. Nirgun Brahma. Nirgun Brahma without maya. Triputi rahitam. Ekam. Ekam means sajatiya, vijatiya, swagat, ved, rahitam. What is sajatiya, ved? In human beings also, there are different human beings. By color also, white, black, brown, yellow. Then by nationality also different. By income also, high income, low income, and middle income group is there. By age also, we say child, old, young, senior, most senior. But in Brahman, there is no sajatiya bhed, only one. And this bhed is related to the conditioning, upadhi. What is vijatiya? Vijatiya means man, then there is animal, mineral kingdom, plant kingdom. These are vijatiya. So that bhed, that difference is also not there in Brahman. Swagata bhed means in my own body there are different parts. Eyes are not ear, hand is not leg, leg is not hand. There are different parts, there are different things. But how is that Brahman? Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagat, bhed, rahitam. Therefore, it is said ekam. These are all the Sanskrit definitions. Advayam means triputi rahitam. Ekam means whenever I say ekam. Why Shankaracharya has used so many words? It all indicates one thing. Advayam, ekam, anantam means the same thing. But why is saying like that? In order to specify that these differences are not there. Anantam. Anantam means infinite. Desh, kala, vastu, paricheda, rahitam. Desh, we in the whole world, we see things are conditioned, limited in desh. That chair is there, but that chair is not there. Limited in one space. Kala, limited in time. Everything in this world is limited in time. My body is also limited in time. Before birth, it was not there. After death, it will not be there. Whole universe is limited in time. Vastu is limited in object. Object means book is not mic. Mic is not book. Book is book, different and mic. Desh kala vastu parcheda rahitam. But that Atma Tattva pervades all space, all time, and all objects. Objects of the world are limited in space, limited in time, and limited in vastu and object. But the Brahman pervades mic also, Brahman pervades book also, Brahman pervades carpet also, Brahman pervades this mission premises also, and the whole world. It pervades whole world. Nityam. Nityam means it is eternal, without any modification. Sad vikara rahitam. Sad vikara rahitam. Have you heard this word? Sad vikara rahitam. Six modifications. What are these six modifications?
Jayanti ji, say.
Asti jayate vardate viprinamate apakshiyate nasatiti. These six modifications are not there in Brahman. Therefore, it is nitya. But how you are going to prove that nitya? If somebody asks you to prove this nitya, prove karo, is nitya. It can be proved, it is nitya. Eternal means there was never an absence of this Atma Tattva. Never, never there was an absence of Atma Tattva. If you say no Atma Tattva was born on this day, 1st January 2018, Atma Tattva was born. That means 1st January 2018, before that Atma Tattva was not there. If you say, for the sake of argument, if you say the Atma Tattva is born on a particular day, let us take for purpose of our example, Atma Tattva was born on 1st January 2018. That means before 1st January 2018, Atma Tattva was not there. That is called Prak Abhav. Prak Abhav. What is this Prak Abhav? Absence. Prior non-existence. From the date of birth, it is not there, non-existence. Who knows that? Immediately I will ask you. The moment you say the Atma Tattva was born on this day, that means it was not there before the birth. If it was not before the birth, who is saying that it was not there before the birth? Some Chetan Tattva is already present. Is it not so? Can you say Atma Tattva is born? The moment you say Atma Tattva is born in a particular day or date, I will immediately ask, before that Atma Tattva is absent, prior, non-existent. Who will witness that prior non-existence? Who has seen this? Some sentient being must be there. That sentient is Atma Tattva. Therefore, you cannot say Prag Abhav, absence, prior, non-existent. If somebody says, no, it dies. Pradhvansa bhava. Atma marta hai. If you say this way, Atma tattva dies. Okay, dies. Kamara. Okay. 31st March 2018. No. Today is 31st March? No, it died on 30th March 2018. Then who sees the absence after 30th March 2018, today is 31st March? Who will say Atma Tattva has died? Some sentient being is required. Who is that sentient thing? Atma Tattva. So there is no death also. Third is Anyonya Bhava. Anyonya Bhava means the mic is not book, book is not mic. It's all different. Mutual non-existent. But the Atma Tattva is there in the mic also, Atma Tattva is there in the book also. How it is there? How Atma Tattva is there in the mic and how Atma Tattva is in the book? They are two different things. Principle of existence. Principle of existence. Principle. What is principle of existence? Isness is there. Mic is, book is. The is common factor. This isness we can't see with our eyes, but the isness can be understood by our eye of wisdom. If you can understand this isness with your eye of wisdom, you will be able to see the Satchidananda, the Brahman, everywhere. Sun is, moon is, star is, space is, tree is, building is, body is. But we are able to see the specific decisions we are able to see. But the indigenous part is with everywhere you can see with your eye of wisdom. If you get this eye of wisdom, you will be able to see that Atman, that Brahman, everywhere. Ab batao kahan ignorance nahi hai, you tell me. Anything in this world? We see the chair, but we are not seeing the ignorance. Problem is this. It's everywhere. How are we seeing this chair? In the light of the bulb we are seeing, but we miss the light. the general thing in the whole all, we miss the light, but we are seeing the specific things only. Is it not so? Same way, the Atman Tattva, easiness is everywhere. We miss that and we see sun hai, moon is there, star, tree, everything is there, but we miss that. And there is atyanta bhav. You see, the absence also can be of four types. Only the Rishi Munis can find out this thing. If I ask you, go and find out Vivek Chudamuni book is there in the library or not, you will say, it's not there. But the Rishi Muni says, this absence is not there also, is of four types. Number one, prag, abhav, prior non-existence, pradvansava, posterior non-existence, anyonya abhav, mutual non-existence, and atyanta bhav. Atyanta bhav, absolute non-existence. To understand the absolute non-existence, you have to listen one story. Then you will understand. It is said, Mrig Trishnam Vasi Snat Kha Puspakrita Sekarah Esa Bandhasut Yati Sasa Sringa Dhanurdara. Mrig Trishnam Vasi Snat. One person has taken in bath in Mrig Trishna. Mrig Trishna mirage. Ambhasi means water. Somebody wants to take a bath and he has taken a bath in the mirage water. Kha Puspakrita Sekar. Kha means the space. And if from the space he has picked some flowers, made a garland and put it on himself. Kha, puspa, kha means akash, puspa, flower. Made a garland and put it on himself. Who is that person? Esa bandhasut yati. Who is that? Bandhasut, son of a barren woman. Son of a barren woman is taking bath in the mirage water. He has picked up the flower from the sky flower, made a garland and put it on himself. And what he is doing? Sa sringa dhanurdhara. He is a dhanurdhara, holding a bow. And bow is made of sa sringa. Sa means rabbit. Sringa means horn. Horn of a rabbit. A bow made of horn of rabbit. So what is the total story? The total story is that there is a bandhasut, a barren woman's son. Never possible, number one. Number two, he has taken bath in the mirage water. Mrigritisnam Basi Snath, he has taken bath there. Then Kha Puspakriti, he has taken a puspa from sky, made a garland and put on him. And Sasasringa, he has got a bow made of the horn of a rabbit. That means Atyanta Bhava. This is Atma. Now you apply this on the Atma Tattva. On the Atma Tattva, all these four. Can we say the Atma was not there on from a particular prior to that? Pragava? We cannot say. Because sentient being has to be present there to witness that there was absence before that date. Pradhvansa Abhav, after the death of the Atman. That also we cannot say. Somebody sentient has to be there to say ki after death of the Atman it was not there. Anyonya, that also we can't say because it is always all pervading. Atyanta Abhava, like a barren woman said, no, it is everywhere, it is eternal. Without that, nothing can happen here. Clear. So you write down four abhavs.
In the next class we will ask you.
And you have to prove prak abhav, pradvansa abhav, anunya abhav and atyanti abhav, atyanta abhav.
One abhav anyone.
Prag. Prag means prior.
Praga. Prag abhav.
Oh.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.